So the thing on this list I'm excited about is the virtual reality stuff, which they just announced.
They reorged around it, didn't they?
Yeah, they just kind of made the division official, and they have a guy running it now, or a different person running it. I don't know. Somebody was running it before.
Yeah. John Wiley who is...
He's in the division.
He's in on
the
team.
That's the thing about it. So Google does Cardboard today, which really seems like a joke. I mean, it's a product, but it just seems like it's not a really serious product that anybody's ever going to fall in love with. But the amount of people working in the Google VR team is really just stunning. Like the MVPs of Google have kind of left to go work on this. So John Wiley, who used to run Google Search, he used to be the lead designer for Google Search. So Google Search is like, you know, a billion users every day. You leave that to go work on a piece of cardboard. And then Alex Faborg, I don't know how to say his last name, but he was the lead developer for Firefox, or the lead designer for Firefox, and was a designer on Chrome. And he left to go work on the virtual reality team too. And it's like all these people aren't going to leave their super awesome jobs where they deal with millions of users every day to go work on like a weird side project.
So then Clay Baver who is VP for product management. He was the guy in charge of Gmail, Drive, and Docs. He, as you said, also oversaw Google Cardboard. So he's going to be all about VR.
Yep. And then the one report
Diane Green is now getting the apps division. She's a relatively newcomer.
She's from VMware.
Oh, interesting.
And she was going to run their enterprise. They want to make like a new enterprise division or something where all their cloud services end up under one thing. Nobody really knows what's going on with that yet.
According to a Recode, Google's suffering from FOMO, the fear of missing Oculus.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I feel like Microsoft, Google, Facebook with Oculus all have been working on VR for some time. I think Google Cardboard was a clever strategy because it popularized it. But now Google has an official VP for virtual reality. And I think the problem is Google shifts its gaze all the time. And it's hard to say, now they're really going to be in it.
It's just the people working there are really important, though. And I don't know. Fear of missing Oculus is interesting because I picture Oculus as a hardware company. And this Google division is going to be really focused on software. I think there's been a Wall Street Journal report from a long time ago that said these guys were all building a version of Android for virtual reality. So kind of the virtual reality operating system, where right now with an Oculus Rift and all that other stuff, you kind of bounce in and out of you have your mouse and keyboard and you start the Oculus app and then you put your headset on and then you go into your virtual reality world. But there's really nothing that lets you live in virtual reality or do productive stuff or anything like that. You just bounce in and out from one video game to another, really. And to have Google do software would just be important, I think, because nobody's doing the software right now. And I think that's what Cardboard is. It's a developer kit to say this is what VR is like, and this is the kind of stuff you can build, get used to it, and something better will come out later.
Well, and Bavor has pointed his tweets about the CNN story about the surgeon using Cardboard. I don't know really. I mean, he saved a baby's life. But we've seen this we had a guy on the new Screensavers who makes 3D models of infant hearts so that a doctor can practice the operation, play with the operation, study the heart before he goes in, and this is kind of a similar application because they were able to look at the surgery ahead of time. They could kind of understand where they were going and not be surprised. He's also wearing Fitbit gear, and it's obviously a very geeky doctor here.
Yeah, but I mean, you're seeing the picture of the heart right now on a 2D screen. That looks fine. I mean, I'm no doctor, but I don't see it being in 3D.
They're going to go in and under and around vessels.
He's got to have a map of it in his mind. I mean, this is complex.
That's what
stuff.
This is. Yeah.
Yeah, but can't you just do that by rotating the flat image around? Does it need to be stereoscopic?
Well, as I said, you know, we also learned of the making a 3D model is very helpful because they can, well, I'm going to go in here and this do it like that. I think that'd actually be more useful than a Google Cardboard.
I'm terrible at spatial relations and pulling things out, which is why I would never, you never want me to do an operation on you.
I feel like this story, as wonderful as it is almost a plant from Google. You know, it's like, look, see cardboard. It's not just a toy.
Well, I'll give you a better. I just put in the chat on the rundown a better use. I don't know if I mentioned this in the show a few weeks ago or not. Lowe's, the home improvement place, has cardboard vending machines because you can see that if you're, oh, here's what your redesigned kitchen will look like and you really want to have a sense of it around, that makes sense. Cardboard is about spaces and things that make sense with spaces.
That's really cool. So the other thing Lowe's did actually is they have a Project Tango app that does the same thing, but with Tango, because it has all of these lasers and measuring things on the front of it, it's augmented reality. So you see your kitchen, and then you see the refrigerator in your kitchen at the right size, and you know how much space it'll take up. And I assume you can open the door and see, you know, how much space all that'll take up. And that's a really cool idea that's like actually useful.
Here's something interesting. Jason Kleanthis, our producer, pointed out to me from the Google Developers blog. Spatial audio comes to the cardboard.
And isn't this part of the solution to the barf problem?
Maybe.
It makes... is that if it comes from someplace else from where you expected, it becomes very disorienting.
Right.
Whereas if the audio gets tied to a space as you look around and it starts to match with your ear, I think that's part of the problem, the barf problem.
Does cardboard make you nauseous in the same way that an Oculus does?
It. I've never had an Oculus on, but cardboard, I get a little wonky after using it.
Yeah, I don't.
It's hard to get nauseous in cardboard because it has no head strap, so you have to do this the whole time.
That's to me.
And you get real tired of that after a few minutes.
Yeah, but that's the solution to me. Is it's not as immersive.
I get wonky.
You do? Okay.
I don't get nauseous, but I get for about 5 minutes afterwards. I'm kind of trying to get my bearings.
Yeah,
it's doing something to my vertigo.
Yeah.
So So the 3D audio thing. Google bought a company called Thrive Audio a couple of months ago. So I guess that's what this is. But again, this is more kind of software platform building, all this stuff. Like if you want an SDK for virtual reality, there's really not a lot of stuff out there. And Google, I'd imagine. I saw the headline for this. I haven't really read it, but I'd imagine it's a bunch of SDK stuff where it's like, oh, you want to do 3D spatial audio? Okay, we'll handle all the hard stuff where you just, you know, stick the dot on wherever you want your audio to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll kind of send that to you. And so all of that hard platform stuff, I'd imagine Google's working toward.
And there is an app. There's a demo app that you can sideload.
For cardboard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to hear how it sounds, you can.
So the other fun thing for all this virtual reality and augmented reality stuff is Google's going to make processors for all of this, like smartphone processors. A report from, I'm going to guess, the Wall Street Journal. Oh, no, The Information. Okay, so it says that Google's, they've gone to chip vendors with kind of these designs for SoCs, and they're like, please build this. It's for augmented reality. Because right now, a smartphone chip is really not going to work out for VR, or like you can get a Gear VR and stick a Samsung smartphone in your little goggles,
which I have done and have and I like,
but it does not work. It could work a lot better because smartphone processors are made for bursty applications where like you want to take the processor and spike it and load your app really quickly and then come back down for battery savings, where on VR you're going to want to run at full power for a much longer time without overheating and throttling and all this other heat and power related issues that you get on a smartphone. So Google's kind of going to go to these chip companies and make something that's made to be a gaming / VR / 3D device that today's smartphone chips really aren't.
So let me ask you a related question. It's not on the rundown. Why is Amazon going into the chip making business?
Amazon, I guess for their Kindle stuff. I have no idea why they want to make these
Kindles?
Things.
Servers? I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Why that? I mean, is there nothing Amazon can't do? Run newspapers?
It was that they were selling stuff, wasn't it? Were they selling the? It was like they were going to sell branded. ones.
I could tell you, you know, Apple has a huge benefit because it makes its own chips. They can customize the chips to be very targeted to the use cases. You know, they're still using ARM. And in fact, Apple was an early investor in ARM. But they, by having chip designers, and they have reputedly more than 1,000 chip designers on staff at Apple, they can make a chip that is purpose-built for the hardware. Amazon has some great ambitions.
Okay, so it says that they're designed for Wi-Fi routers, chips, media streaming devices, connected home products, data storage gear.
I mean, I don't... Okay. Yeah, yeah, they bought an Israeli company called Annapurna Labs. And Annapurna Labs is making these. So maybe it's just another business.
It's more Internet of Things stuff than smartphone stuff. That's interesting. So, I mean, they make the Amazon Echo.
The Echo is kind of the surprising kind of dark horse product for 2015 that really is going strong and might be even bigger in 2016. Reputedly making a handheld size Echo.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's a smartphone play then, where they want to make this all seems like really cheap stuff that they want to build. So maybe it's like door locks and all of this weird Internet of Things. I don't know.
It's very interesting. I love it that we have people like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk dreaming big dreams. Why not? You know, and maybe some people at Google are doing that too. The problem is you get to be a big company and the Elon Musks of the world don't want to work there, right? They want to, they just go start their own thing. Must be challenging for a company like Google to keep the innovation.
Well, yeah, that was part of the plan for Alphabet where they can, you know, like they just got this.
We'll give you a company.
To join. Yeah. And we'll you can be a CEO now, but you don't have to have, you don't have to have investor calls.
That's not going
to
fool anybody.
Just give you money.
It ain't gonna fool anybody.